with Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
A couple more things from Raheem Morris today as he spoke to the media. Front and center is getting this offense fixed, playing better across the board. But the defense, and again, we're not focusing a lot on it because that's not the issue. We're not scoring points. And when you get shut out for the first time, what'd you tell me, John? 55 years?
No, here it is. The last team to outgain their opponent by over 100 yards, which the Falcons did yesterday, 108 yards actually, lose by more than 30 points and get shut out in the same game. Last time that happened, 55 years ago. 55 years ago. Dolphins shut out by the Colts. 1970.
Good news, though, the Dolphins finished undefeated 2 years later and won the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, great. You mean I have to wait 2 more years? Good.
Steps
wonderful.
Up,
yeah, thanks.
Oh, you say we're going to go undefeated, huh? 2028.
You know, so, I mean, so Jalen had his learner's permit when we master him. He'll be getting retirement the next time, Social Security.
It's so crazy. And if you're driving home right now, and I know many of you, I get texts and tweets and all kind of stuff. I'm glad you guys are with me. Because the coaching aspect of this is so important in the NFL. And look, Bill Belichick's not doing a damn thing at UNC. But when he said years ago, coaching matters, he was absolutely right. I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you're the best player on your team and all of that stuff. At the end of the day, the direction and the coaching of what you need to do and how you work together as a team, it just matters. And this is why Andy Reid's Andy Reid, okay? It's why the top echelon coaches of this league are who they are. Let me ask you something, John. Do you believe in the Chargers? You believe in them?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're going to have to prove it to me at the end of the year. But let me answer it this way. The Vikings took a quarterback that I thought was dead, Carson Wentz, and scored 48.
Yep.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is suddenly Indiana Jones. That's what they're calling him.
Yeah.
You know, with the Colts. And the Commanders took Noodle Arm Quitter and 41 with that dude? Pop-up fly ball, that guy? Yeah, coaching matters.
Coaching matters. I'm going to tell you I believe in the Chargers because of Harbaugh. But this is what he does. He's done it everywhere he's gone. This is what he does. That is going to be a playoff team this year. And the crazy thing is, as you talk about our next opponent, which we'll dive into, we'll be up at Flower Branch on Wednesday and have our conversation with Coach. This Commanders game is big. It feels big already. It was big before we lost the way we did, but now that we've lost the way we did on Sunday, it feels even bigger.
What do you think Dan Quinn wants more than anything else on Sunday? You know what he wants? He wants to hear boos rang down. He'll have a big old grin if he hears boos rang down. He'll be like, yeah, take that. Mm-hmm.
The game last year was pretty big, though, up there. They needed it as much as we did. It was a big game.
Because we didn't have a kicker.
Well, we still don't, apparently. Two things that we need to fill you in on. One, while we're joking, Raheem Morris did say that they will bring in some more kickers and there will be more competition this week.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Two, Zach Robinson is moving from the booth up top to come down to the field. And, let's play that soundbite again for our listeners who just tuned in. Raheem Morris and the benefits of having Zach Robinson be on the field. I said this to Day-Day, our executive producer, and Big O behind the glass. I said, yesterday, there were moments where they would show Michael Penix and he was just by himself. And I'm like, nobody's talking to him? There's nobody instructing him. There's nobody looking at
him. He was pitching a no-hitter. You can't blame him.
Well, here's the deal, though. There's nobody looking at a pad and saying, hey, here's what I'm seeing. So whatever communication or lack thereof that there has been, let's hope that gets resolved. And by the way, as PO'd as I am right now, John, we still got to go win some games. Got to find a way. So I am totally over here today because this is where I've been all day yesterday and it just carried over. But damn it, we got to find a way to go win some games. So I'm hoping they get all of this corrected and figure it out. I am not sitting here rooting against my team and saying I hope they don't figure this out. But to John's point and to what many of you have been saying today, can they? Will they? Do they have the answers to get this figured out? That's really where we're at right now, and it's only week 4. Let me hear Rod talk about the benefits of Zach being on the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach and you know, kind of get across down in the field. You know, that's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, you know, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well. I think all would be helpful. And that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
Okay.
Okay.
So, look, we're going to have to see that we can talk about this. We will not know until Sunday if there's significance to this or not, or even the following Sunday. Actually, we're off the fifth week of the season, which is the bye, which is what John was talking about, getting to the bye. And if you wanted to make more changes, you potentially could. And look, if they show up, there won't be any changes. But if they don't, and you get a lackluster performance on Sunday, then you're going into the bye week with even more questions. And that's what I don't want, John. I don't want to head into the bye week and we got even more stuff that we're still trying to figure out. We should not be here at this point in the season. It shouldn't be playing out this way.
I mean, you know, those questions of the bye week are going to be like, who's the head coach? Who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the special teams coordinator? I mean, those kind of questions. Yeah. I mean, that's because I got to tell you, I think that my read, and Mark Zeno's right, he's rational, he was there, but my read on this whole thing with Zach Robinson coming down from the box is that came out of the 9 – that wasn't discussed in some coaching. That was with Mr. Blank.
I agree.
9 a.m. How are you going to fix this? And, well, we're going to take Zach. They were meeting at 6 a.m. What if we took you out of the box? Oh, okay, we'll tell Mr. Blank that. So, you know, I mean – because I think Mr. Blank looked at them and either expressly said or directly said, you better fix this right now, this week, or heads are going to roll. This time next week, you're not going to like what you hear in this offense.
And you know what? He's right. If in fact he said that, and he probably did.
Probably did.
I hope he did say that. That there's got to be some consequences, Day-Day, Big O, to things people do. There have to be consequences. When there are lack of results or you screw up or you do something. And at the end of the day, that's where we're at. This is a results business. And so I hope he did say that. But they will have a chance to do that. All right. As we're talking about all the things, there are a couple of things I do want to mention today. One of them, and we've spent, and rightfully so, you know, a lot of time on the Falcons tomorrow. Dave Arch is going to join us. Cynthia Friedman from NFL Network's joining us. Freeland, excuse me, jumping on the show. And I'm thinking of somebody. Oh, Connor Riley is also going to be on the show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Dogs, Bama, big, big game coming up Saturday as we'll start to give you our preview. But today, John, got to mention this because we know we got a lot of Auburn alums. There are more Auburn alums here in Atlanta than anywhere else. Bruce Pearl. Retiring 42 days out from its season opener. So it comes as a surprise to a lot of people, but apparently Bruce Pearl's son, Stephen, is it Stephen? His son's going to take over, and Bruce Pearl is going to remain as an ambassador for Auburn and the basketball program. But Bruce Pearl's been rolling. They've been deep in the tournament. He's done a terrific job. He's 65 years old, and, you know, recently.
I heard somewhere that part of this is that he might run for Tuberville's Senate seat.
Senate, yeah. So
I guess if you want to be a U.S. Senator from Alabama, the route to go is
coach.
You just become an Auburn head coach.
Yeah. So that is out there as well, that Pearl did indeed strongly consider running for the open Senate seat in Alabama. But we don't know. I don't know at this point, and I can't report that's going to be the situation. But the fact that he's not going to be head of the basketball program, his son is taking over. And again, the news, the timing of this is kind of interesting. He had all offseason to kind of contemplate this, and they're counting down to the start of the season. But they've got a plan, and he shared a long video, an Auburn did today, talking about it's time. And so it's out there if you want to see it and if you're an Auburn fan, but that's basketball, that's hoops, and obviously he's done a terrific job. So did want to mention that, one of the stories that we did not have a chance to talk about because of all the things that are going on with our Falcons today. Big shout out, by the way, to the guys. I know it's been crazy today. Day-Day and Big O, thank you so much. And John, I want to give you a big shout out, man. Thanks for jumping in. Appreciate you being here. It's been fun and a great conversation in regards to the Falcons. How much confidence, I'm asking you this now on Monday, how much confidence do you have that we are going to show up and play much better on Sunday. Do you have?
Well, they'll play better. They're gonna play better, and it should be a pretty good game. Well, whether they win it or not, and let's put it this way: if they don't, they bet. I mean, I can't imagine that. Right? They're gonna, right?
Wait a minute! You just said they were.
Are you asking us, John? Or are you telling
us? Where are you
us?
At?
I don't know. I don't have any damn idea.
There are some legitimate concerns, though. Seriously.
Of course there are.
Some seriously legitimate concerns facing this Commander's team.
I am not willing to tell you.
As a coach lost the team. I mean.
Well, no. I don't think that's the case. I don't, John. Listen, this comes down to, do you have the right people in place to get the job and the message across? And if they don't, well, those are the changes that are going to be made. He's not lost the team. These guys, we're up there. They're fine.
Well,
I will say this.
I don't mean that in terms of – I guess it's just a – what I'm talking about in terms of losing the team is, has he lost the momentum of the season, nothing personal?
Oh.
Has the momentum of the Minnesota game left them all – spending their entire week going, is this going to work?
You could argue,
though, start questioning, you know what I mean?
The last two coaches that they fired here, Quinn and Arthur Smith, they never really, like, lost the team, so to speak.
No. I didn't mean it.
I'm
trying to kind of walk that back because I wasn't clear. I'm just talking about the momentum of the team. Have they lost, is there a lack of faith in leadership
this is going to work? That's interesting. And Arthur Smith, or excuse me, Arthur Blank would be the one to know that. I don't know if that's the case. I just know these bad losses leave a terrible taste in your mouth, and they do for a long time. You have to erase it with great performances and give the fan base a reason to say, okay, that was a blip. And that's what I mean. I cannot sit here on Monday as we get ready to get out of here. And by the way, we got Monday Night Football coming up. Detroit at Baltimore. Should be a great game. Pre-game at 7. Kicks at 8:15. Coach's show at 6 o'clock. Dave Archer with Coach. And then the player segment is going to be Caden Ellis. I cannot sit here today and tell you that I don't have major concerns.
Yep,
we'll see. We'll see as the week goes along. John, great job. We got to get out of here, Big O. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. Thank you guys for chiming in. I know sometimes with these particular shows, when we come off of a loss like this, it's just like so frustrating. But that's why we're here. We're here to vent. We're here to talk to each other. We're here to work our way through it. Hey, don't forget Thursday, we're going to have a special broadcast live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Ah, my backyard. We're going to be setting the stage for Thursday Night Football, looking ahead to a big college football weekend. So that's Thursday, guys, 2 to 6, Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Join us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, John, we got to get out of the way, and we will hear what Coach Raw had to say on the Coach's Show coming up next. Clear your throat.
Yeah, to all of you, to Carl, to Dede, and Oren, thanks for this. I really appreciate it. It was a great day to be on. And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get ahead of, what I think is a coming car crash on Dead Man's Curve here. So I was a little emotional today, and if I got too emotional for you, well, sucks to be you. I don't know what to say. I'm just betting, dude. Sorry.
I hear you. Look, we all want to see our team succeed. We all want to be able to go to work or go work out or wherever it might be and say, hey, did you see the game? That wasn't the case today. But this is a chapter, one chapter. This isn't the end of the book. There's still a lot of chapters to read. I'm just hoping as we continue this book, it gets better and better, not worse. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't.
Well, the Falcons are holding tryouts for kickers.
Give up hope. Look at me. Dreams are for suckers.